Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show, also founder and editor of the Pre-Market Prep website, which I will link below. Joel, let's start off by recapping what we've seen earnings season so far in the U.S. We have, today's a big day for tech earnings. We already had Facebook report on Monday, just yesterday. We've had the banks report last week. Those seemed fairly good, but really the rest of the earnings picture is relatively mixed. And when you're looking at earnings, it's a balance between what's being reported in terms of looking back over the last quarter and what the guidance is right now, because, well, it's a whole new set of issues the companies are dealing with this quarter, mostly dealing with supply chain issues. Joel, so far, balance it out for us. What have you seen in their earnings?
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me, gentlemen. I mean, come on, the bank earnings were good. They ripped. You get a mixed report out of Facebook, which is not good. I think what you're seeing here is, you know, maybe just a rotation going on. And, you know, these social media stocks, you know, with the new Apple privacy rules and everything, it's definitely having an impact on the sales and on the advertising. Now, is this just, you know, are they going to adjust to this and be able to, bounce right back? I don't know. But, you know, you're seeing, that mixed report out of Facebook today. And there's just general malaise here in the social media sector. So I'm not one big to, like, predict, you know, what earnings are going to be. I just more of, you know, there's been a pretty good reaction to them. I don't know. I just think you got another rotation here. And I just want to get too carried away, you know, with a stock that just blasted off its earnings or one that gets killed. I think the street is still in digestion mode. We're still pretty early. Big day today, Microsoft, Google. Who else do you have? Oh, AMD. Yeah, Apple, later in the week. So, you know, you still have some big reports. Overall, pretty good. And the reaction's been pretty good in the market as well.
Well, Joel, just along the point of earnings and the reaction from the market, I know you don't place a ton of importance on it, as you mentioned, but do you think that investors in general look at these earnings reports and the insane game of hit your number? Did you hit your guidance? Did you miss your guidance? Did you exceed your guidance? When you see exaggerated moves on the back of that, like a huge run up on just a bare, you know, if they just exceed it slightly, or a total nosedive if they just didn't hit their number, but they still had a good quarter, do you ever play it as a contrarian and just look for an oversold bounce or an oversold pullback to just play the opposite side of it, a reversion to the mean? Do you ever look at it that way, or how much importance do you place on this?
I kind of like to look at the closing price, like the day of and then the day after, and then see, you know, if it gets back to that area, you know, because the street, you know, there are a lot of fundamental investors. I mean, it takes a couple days, right, to move in and out of big positions and stuff. So I like to look at the price action, the day, you know, where the close was the day before, and then the day of the report, whether it's an after-hour or pre-market report, and then, you know, see how the street, you know, digests the information. I don't jump to conclusions. I won't buy or sell any stock, you know. Though I am nervous about holding Twitter into the report tonight, just try not to overreact. But on the other hand, you know, if I have a target or something and a target's hitting a stock, you know, then I'll take it. Or if a stock has been in, you know, on a major run, gets back to all time highs, it was a previous area of resistance, I'll respect that as well.
Joel, let's talk about social media and those stocks because, well, led by Facebook has been on a pretty fast decline ever since the start of September, down something like 18, almost 20%. You can even look at Twitter. Twitter's been heading down. Broadly, the social media stocks are moving lower. Look, this could have implications for the broad markets, but it's also showing potentially a bit of a generational shift. And who knows, maybe finally the social media stocks are actually being viewed as overvalued because, quite frankly, they are simply marketing or advertising companies. What's your takeaway from social media and this downtrend we're seeing right now?
And they're evil as well. You know, all the ills of the world. I think that, you know, Facebook has been under the microscope a lot lately. And it started with the whistleblower. And now there's supposedly another whistleblower. And, you know, just, the tide has turned. And once you have these momentum stocks with these amazing gains and everything, it really takes, something fundamental to turn it around. And today they had the mixed report. They usually beat and beat. They got a mixed report. Everyone's blaming Apple and the change in its privacy, standards or whatever. And it's definitely, it's hitting the bottom line. Now, whether they can come up with other things to augment the loss in the ad revenue remains to be seen. But also, you have the, Trump spat coming out last week. And supposedly he's going to have social media. He's going to have whatever. I think there's a little trepidation that, there's going to be another player in town. And just another participant in the traffic. And, you got the warning from Snap. I just don't see how it just turns around like that. I mean, they've been long, long uptrends. Now there's a cheek in the armor. What's going to turn around and send everything right back up? You have to remember, even something like Facebook, you can look at it that, wow, it's way off. It's 384.33 all-time high. But, man, if you still bought this thing at the end of the year in your portfolio, you own it, at the end of, at the end of January, it was 258. So what people don't realize is when you're trying to buy the dips on these stock and you think, oh, 320, it's a bargain because it was at 380, there's people with much lower cost basis than you, right? And they're going to look at like, well, I didn't sell at 350, but I'm selling at 315. So it's really hard, to shake the buy the dip mentality. You always have to look at where people, where other people are sitting on profits from. And I just think some of the big boys are ringing the register in these stocks, and it's going to be hard to turn the tide.
Well, Joel, in these social media stocks, a lot of them have tried to grow by acquisition. They've taken on smaller media companies and smaller online companies to try to grow in that sense. Do you think that this will cause them to go on a wave of acquisitions and try to buy wherever the cheese is moving? If the younger audience is going to different platforms, do you think we'll see more acquisitions? And what do you think the impact is on these pulling back as such a major component of the indexes that have been stalwarts for such a long time if they don't do something to correct this?
Well, if they're going to take their cues from PayPal, then they're not going to do anything. I mean, the stock has been in a decline since peaking in July. It makes a new low for the move. It's looking kind of healthy at like 270, 271. Okay, buy the dip, worked again. They come out. They say they want to do the deal with PIN interest. That coincides with Snap saying, wow, things are going well. They punish PayPal to the tune of a couple percent, right? And then they call the deal off, and the stock, got a little bit of a relief pop yesterday, but it's down again, and it's threatening to make a new low for the move. So, man, if they're going to do deals, you're looking at this PayPal reaction. I don't know. I don't know how happy they'd be, paying a premium when the pie, it seems to be that the pie is getting smaller instead of bigger.
It really does seem that way, which is a vast change for these social media companies. Joel, is there a sector or stock that you see money rotating into? We could talk about Tesla, but is there a bigger picture move here that is catching your eye?
Tesla, I don't know who's going to, how Hertz is going to pay for that 100,000 vehicles they're buying. I don't know. I'll tell you, if anything, if I was looking for a big move, I would just keep an eye on these small caps. And, you've been in a trading range since February, right? You hit that all-time high. So if there's going to be, if they're going to leave these, the big caps out and the small caps are going to go, then I think that would be the rotation. They're coming up near the top of the trading range. They've basically been in a consolidation phase since February. So that's what I would look. I would look at the small caps, and if they can finally break out of that February high, then that would be the place to be.
Well, Joel, just one more question, finishing up on that thought. If Hertz was a bankrupt company basically a year ago, and then because of the meme stocks, it forced their paper to be at such a high valuation that they're able to refinance and reinvent their company. AMC, I was at a theater last night watching the new movie Dune. They were a bankrupt company at last year, and the meme stocks pushed them up. Same thing with GameStop and a lot of these BlackBerry, et cetera. Are there any other bankrupt companies we should have on our radar that people are going to push up to become new household names again next year?
I mean, good. Go on Reddit, Chad. Go on Reddit, and you can find it. There's those stocks happening all the time. I don't play those issues. I don't follow those just because you can't control your risk-reward ratio. You got to be on top of it. You got to play the momentum on the way up. And you may have regret selling at certain prices, but once the momentum turns, and we actually talked about this. We did an event on October 16th, and we talked about these meme stocks and social media stocks and how, they usually end up bad. They may be good, but you got to get out when the getting's good. And if anyone's interested, we did a 3-hour presentation. You can go to premarketprep.com and you can still purchase a copy of the event, where we talked about trading off relationships and how these stocks can move together. It's like playing that game. It's just a dangerous game that I choose not to play.
Yeah, fair enough. But it does just show kind of the different market that we are dealing with ever since, I guess, post-COVID, but even pre-COVID, it ties into the cryptocurrency space too, because that's captured a whole different type of investor's eye. And now we even have a Bitcoin ETF trading in the U.S. We actually already had one in Canada. Now that the U.S. has a Bitcoin ETF, Joel, what do you think about the future prospects of cryptocurrencies really continuing to outperform a lot of other markets?
I mean, the boat's fully loaded with the public's money. You know what happens when that takes place. So the volume, came in. They were forced to buy the current, the futures contracts because of the money coming in. I believe there's two ETFs here. So I keep a close eye on them. I'd wait to buy the dip. I'm not touching Bitcoin up here. It's holding above 60K, kind of returning to the scene of the crime from April. So very, very cautious up here. I don't, could be proven wrong again, but you're buying it here and thinking you're dumping it at 70, 75, 80, 100,000. I don't know. You better play it pretty close to the belt on that.
But you still said you're buying the dip though, right? So there is still this general optimism out there?
Maybe 55K. Something like that, but I'm not touching it here.
Okay. Joel, hey man, it's always great chatting with you and very interesting looking at these different sectors out there, because right now it is very much still a mixed market. And hey, depending on what sector you're looking at, there is money to be made, but boy, oh boy, you still need to be pretty nimble because some of these moves can reverse pretty quickly, just like what we've seen with Facebook. Joel, thanks as always for your time, buddy. As I mentioned, I'll post a link below to your pre-market prep website. We'll chat again next week. Thanks, Joel.
Okay, thank you.